Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome, everybody, to the Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights, D?
That is a very, very good question. All right, first up, I have got Josh Allen tomorrow night against the Bucks. He is the number one fantasy quarterback presently. I don't think he's missing a beat with his 15 touchdown passes, his 4 rushing and 7 interceptions. So I'm staying on the Josh Allen train. A surprising one I have for you, though, is Damian Pierce versus the Panthers. I think this guy finally gets going against a really bad Panthers team. Give Damian Pierce a roll this weekend. And number 3, not only just because I traded for him, because I believe in him, Cooper Kupp against the Cowboys D. I know he only had he didn't have many points last week, like 5 or 6 points, but this week against that Dallas secondary that doesn't have Stephon Diggs, I think he will put up some points.
Solid. I'm going to go with CJ Stroud against the Panthers.
Nice.
The Panthers are not good. CJ Stroud has cemented himself as easily the best quarterback in that draft. Pretty handily, right? So he's been efficient. He has not been turnover prone. He will get the job done against Carolina. Number 2, Jordan Addison against the Packers. Kirk Cousins seems to be settling in. The Vikings are making a charge, and Addison is going to benefit from the increase in touches. And my 3rd, I got to go with Lamar Jackson against the Cardinals. Like, they're so bad. And he played so well. That offensive line kept him upright for 7 to 9 seconds at a clip. He could hold the ball, make himself a sandwich, have a cup of coffee. He could do a backflip. It was amazing how the offensive line was able to keep the Lions off of him. They can easily keep the Cardinals off of him, and Lamar is going to feast on the birds in the desert. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, Dave?
All right. So first up, I got Tony Pollard going up against the Rams. I think that front 7 on the Rams is pretty stout. I don't know if he's going to have a lot of time to go for his outside runs. Next one is Aaron Jones against the Vikings. This dude just cannot get going. If you have him on your team, you're likely in last or in the bottom of the pecking order. It's time to move on from Aaron Jones. And number 3, this guy has been splitting time, but I think those days are numbered. And that's Zach Moss against the Saints. I think the party's over. This is going to be Jonathan Taylor's full-time job soon.
Yeah, I think so. He's back in the fold. He's going to play. I don't think he's getting traded. So I'm going to start with Derrick Henry against the Falcons.
Wow.
Stacked box, because Will Levis is the quarterback, or Malik Willis. It doesn't matter. it doesn't matter. They can get either one of us to do it. It's not going to matter. That box is going to be so stuffed that King Henry's not going to have a shot. Not a chance. Sit number two, Sam Darnold against the Bengals. Right. Don't know what weapons he's going to have. The Bengals defense is not bad. Pretty decent. And we know who Sam Darnold is. Don't get fooled, boys and girls. Don't get fooled. Fool's gold up in 49er territory. And my last sit, my last red light, Justin Herbert against the Bears. He's looking up. It's looking ugly. He's hurt, man. Justin Herbert is hurt. And his idiot coach keeps running him out there. You know, I'm going to channel Peyton Manning, the idiot liquored up kicker. The idiot coach is just keep running him out there, and then you're really going to flush your season when he gets hurt. What do you do? That being said, not going to be a pretty day for one Justin Herbert. But those are our green lights, and those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a DM on X at faderoutednz. Time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.